Right now, let's go to Ohio. Clarence is on the phone with us. And Clarence, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us what's going on around there. You've got a little challenge going on with some deck boards.
Yes. 2 years ago, I replaced several boards. But now I need to replace the remaining, along with the railings. Mm-hmm. And I purchased the boards already. They're treated. And have them in the basement, which is very dry, and the temperature ranges right now between 60 and 62.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Living in Ohio, I can't install the boards now. So I was wanting to stain them before installing, but wondering if...
Very smart idea.
Yes, great idea.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long should they cure in the basement, being in that type of environment?
Well, assuming that the basement is fairly dry, you don't have any humidity problems. Good.
No, we have no humidity problems at all.
Good. Good, good. It all depends on how much moisture that you have in it from the pressure treatment and so forth. Real quick way of doing it is just take a small glass of water, just a small cup of water,
mm-hmm.
and just pour it directly on the board when it's laying flat, and just watch and see if that water absorbs or it beads up. If it beads up, so will the stain that you try to apply on it. So just a little simple non-scientific test there to just see if it will absorb. If not, I would wait a little while. And to tell you the truth, if you have it inside, you can install them right now anyway. There's really no pressure in going ahead and staining it now. I would actually wait until about, 3 or 4 days before you're going to install them, because it's certainly not deteriorating right now, and it's just getting drier, and that will absorb the stain even more and deeper into the pores of the wood, which will make it last a long time. So.
Okay.
I wouldn't be in any hurry whatsoever. Leave it there and just wait for a few days before, and then you can stain it. And now the challenge you'll have there is the existing boards out on the deck have been exposed to the weather. They've been out there for a while. Your new boards are going to look really, really new for a little while until the sun and the rain kind of etches and kind of fades them just a little bit before they blend in really well.
I am going to use a different stain, different color.
And then do the whole deck?
Yeah. So the boards that are there now, I was going to, clean good and then just stain them with the same color that the new boards are.
Well, what I would recommend, Clarence, if that's the case, then I would back prime, which simply means applying stain to the back of these boards. And the reason I always recommend back priming any board that's going outside where there's paint or stain is that the top coat stain finish will last much longer and be less affected by the weather. But in any case, if you're going to be staining the whole deck anyway, I would just stain the back and the edges and the ends of these new boards, then put them down with the raw wood surface facing up, and then stain the entire deck all at once.
Okay.
All right. And then I have another unscientific method of whether the boards are dry enough. I mean, if you just lift it up, I mean, it'd be really easy to tell if it feels really wet and waterlogged. When it's not, it's super light and dry. And specifically, stain manufacturers, most of them recommend a moisture content in the wood between 12 and 15%, the lower the better.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy, you can buy a moisture meter, but they're about $24 or so. I saw one at Home Depot. I think it was $24, $25. So they're not cheap, but they would read the moisture content. And so that's the only other thing I would recommend is, it should be, if you know someone with a moisture meter, it should be between 12 and 15% or lower.
Then
put the boards down, then just stain everything all at the same time.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, that'll probably make it blend in a lot better. But we admire you, applaud you for thinking ahead on all of this. Get that deck ready for the summer that's bound to roll around sooner or later.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Clarence, one last question I had for you, Clarence. These boards in your basement, they're not all stacked up on top of one another, are they?
No, they're all single layered.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because they won't dry out,
good,
if they're stacked up like that. Well, the top and bottom ones would, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
All right. Well, best of luck to you on that, and let us know how it turns out. If we can help you any other way, we're here for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.